with the starting lineup was like a minus about 13 or 14 through three quarters. What has them struggling to just play a rhythmic kind of offense out there?
I think playing too slow. Just playing too slow. Like, we get rebounds, we get stops, we got to push it. Or makes, we got to push it, get it up quick, and attack early. You know, we can't just fuck it up. I mean, we just can't just walk around offensively. Like, you got to get to the next actions. You got to, things we work on for the last three years. You know, we just got to do a better job of doing that. And if you don't do that, you don't do it hard, you'll get beat every night. And we're seeing those results. And so until we want to, you know, play hard on both ends of the floor, if we want to do things hard, cuts, screens, running the screen, sprinting the floor, then it's going to be tough nights every single night. And so, you know, it's up to our guys to change their mentality in that regard.
You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Hands on your knees. I don't know why.
You need to stop listening to all this ratchet shit. Okay?
Yeah.
You got a weakness for that, bro.
Listen to some rap, man. Go put some Styles P on or some shit.
Go put some Boom Bap on, nigga.
Yeah, some Style. Yo, I don't mind if you go, like, listen to some gangster rap, some, like, drill music, something. You cannot.
Hands on your knees. Hands
on your
knees.
Oh, hands Jesus.
Take that ass for Drake. Now shake that ass for me. What y'all talking about? That one hit Boom Bap rap. This is what's in.
Nah. Need some Larry June or some
they
shit.
Ain't playing, like, they ain't playing Boom Bap.
Yo, put.
When the hookah's
no,
going,
bro.
Some Stove God.
2 in the morning. When the drinks is flowing. The Lakers just won and the highlights is on SportsCenter.
I forgot Sean's outside again. So,
that nasty behavior.
This is what's on.
Can we talk about basketball, please?
That's Clipper music.
No. Not
there's Clipper music.
No, that's James Harden and Lil Baby music.
That's why I'm playing. So this is what he needs. James, I got you, James. I know what you need to get going again. I know what you need, James. Don't worry, I got you.
You don't think he hears that every night in Vegas?
Nah, hey, listen.
Yo, Vegas is mad close.
Like, what do women in Philadelphia
look like? Right, Vegas is like an hour away from LA, bro.
That's what Harden needs. I got you, James. Don't worry. All right,
pussy rap.
I'm ready. That's what he needs. Yo, all right. Women of Philadelphia, you're listening, I'm sorry. What are the major cities when you hear the baddies are from?
Memphis, Atlanta, New York, Atlanta, Chicago.
New York,
Chicago, Miami.
Shout out to DC, though. DC.
Oh, Houston. Houston got some thick-ass,
Texas.
Thick-ass grits-eating bitches. You know?
Uh-huh.
Even Detroit.
Nah, Detroit bitches, yo. They got a robe full of gold teeth and green hair. Fuck that.
That's okay.
For you, because you ratchet again. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, it's not again. It came back out of me. That's all.
Sean.
I was hiding it away. It was in the tuck.
This nigga's outside. He drinking Douce again. I'm worried.
Unleashed the ratchet.
It's the tequila that got him.
Word to my mother.
I put the Douce down and took the tequila out. Now I'm ratchet again.
You don't even drink that. That's some bullshit.
Tequila, of course. Oh, you don't know. I switched. I don't drink Douce like that no more. I can't tell the last time I had Douce.
Yeah, at this point in my life, tequila, I'm slumped, bro.
Douce days.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. When the nigga had, he was wearing tank tops outside and shit.
It's straight. It's straight tequila now. And sometimes even straight tequila.
Oh, my God. Dangerous. You're a grown man. You're a grown man. You can go tell me he's drinking scotch next time. Like,
Like I'm saying, there's no, you
know. My man's scotch and sponsoring vacations. Word.
Got sugar mama and shit. Unbelievable.
Not too much on me.
Yo, chill on me.
Too much on me. Back to the Stevie, speak for your team.
King of the Court podcast season two
episode 6. What the hell is up with this guy? Season 6, episode 6. That's a great intro, man. We were just getting straight into it. I had a little fun this morning.
All right, Stevie first with the Clippers, though.
Yeah, start with Knicks West.
Knicks West? Oh, well, the Clippers, you know, they traded for James Harden. They haven't won a game since. Mm-hmm. But they also lost the game before that, so one of those losses don't count against the James Harden trade. But they just gotta. It's simple. Everybody knew this was gonna happen because you have a bunch of players that are number one or two options on their teams, and mostly number ones, and you're used to having the ball in their hands, and now they don't. But it's a simple solution. Twofold. All they gotta do is focus on defense and defensive chemistry, and the offensive part will come to them. They'll figure that out. And as long as someone establishes who's going to be number one and two option in the fourth quarter and 6 minutes to go, and from then on, if they establish that and their method of getting them the ball, they'll be fine. Also, the last thing, one of them old-ass dudes needs to figure out which one wants to be the fucking Rasheed Wallace of that team, like Rasheed was on the Pistons. Someone needs to be a glue guy. Someone needs to do everything on the team. Vince Carter when he was getting old. Jason Kidd when he was on the Mavericks. James Harden needs to, but he's the most stubborn one. So honestly, like if they do it right,
stubborn. No one is showing signs of, and anything they're being stubborn on being passive.
Yeah,
they're too selfless right now.
Yeah, so James needs to. So the top guys need to designate who it is. If everyone's being passive, everyone needs to know who needs to be top dog. So someone needs to say, Kawhi, you're one. PG, you're two.
Right.
Russ needs to define his role though, because Russ
there's
is
no
also
defined role. So that's what I was gonna say. There's no defined role of who's gonna defer, who's gonna be the number one scorer, who's gonna guard who.
Hey, listen. We were looking like this before the trade. We look like this after. Somebody's going to the bench. It's James. Until he plays better, and if Russ has a fall off, then you switch it. And I don't think you need to switch it. I think you need to let James run with the second unit so he could be James.
Yeah, all of you are wrong.
Oh, no, this motherfucker did not put his name as Michael.
You're all wrong.
Okay, don't.
You're all wrong. James Harden needs to be a shooting guard, not a
player. Oh, is that James?
That's it.
He needs to be a shooting guard, not a point guard. So he can't run the second unit as a shooting guard?
Listen, the man who went in the press conference said, "I'm the system," is not coming off the bench. Stop it. That's not happening.
He needs to.
He's not.
And he doesn't need to.
You just want to sabotage the team because you're a hater.
How? No, I don't want to sabotage the team. Yes, I have them winning the in-season tournament. You crazy?
What do you have the Lakers winning? Nothing.
Listen, we're not talking about that yet.
I'm here now.
First of all, didn't y'all just lose last night?
Nigga.
We did, yeah.
We lost to the Celtics. Who cares?
We lost to the Celtics. They're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
It's three of them.
Our best player was injured. Right? Number one. And number two, the Celtics are the best team in the league.
And we played a back to back.
What does that mean?
Coming off a back-to-back. What do you mean? Our best player was out.
I don't want to hear it.
Nigga, you lost to the Magic, nigga. You lost to the Rockets.
Yo, Jay, that was two episodes ago. Okay. Our best player was out, and we still won the other night. Like, just please.
Come on, I don't want to hear it.
Let's finish up about the Knicks West.
All right, so
about the Knicks West.
I guarantee the Knicks have a better record than the Lakers.
I don't want to talk about the Knicks or the Lakers yet. We're talking about the Clippers.
There's nothing to talk about the Clippers. There is something to talk about. Yo, that's sensational. Everything. Oh shit, James Harden didn't score 50 his first game.
I'm not sensationalizing.
The worst move
is putting him on the bench.
No, that's not that. The move is what you need to do is let James Harden get used to the team, get focused on basketball, and back into a season rhythm. He's not in a season rhythm when the first thing he did as a LA Clipper was make sure Lil Baby was courtside at MSG during the game. I saw that shit. I saw the celebs in the crowd, and I was like, oh, James Harden's here. And I'm like, oh, Fat Joe. And Lil Baby, front and center, makeup and everything done. Like, son, like, that's just crazy to me, man.
Getting backwards hugs from white boys, you know what I mean? Like, right there.
That was crazy.
Listen, you realize James Harden didn't have a training camp.
Yeah, he came straight off the little baby.
He's a hooper. I don't want to hear that shit, bro.
He's a hooper, but he's playing on the elite level. You have to get in shape. That nigga
in your 30s? With these young boys running around with unlimited energy,
and you know James Harden don't train in the off season. He's only in the strip club.
You don't train in the season.
Let me ask: have you ever seen a James Harden training video ever in life, even by mistake?
I've seen a James Harden training video. I've seen a James Harden workout video. But I also did establish that
he really doesn't run. He just like lunges and shit.
Weightlifting. He has a video with Mike Rashid and Big Rob. This is years ago though. But yeah, Jay, I opened up the show with Rich Baby Daddy because that's what James Harden. He needs that kind of music to get going again. So yes, I do agree. He does need these things.
Is that what that song is called?
Yeah, Rich Baby Daddy.
Jesus Christ!
You know the names.
Yeah.
The actual name of the joint.
Listen.
Yeah, why did you not know that?
You interrupted my nap time. So now I'm cranky.
It is 11 a.m., sir.
Yeah, it's my nap time.
Chill, Grandpa Jay.
Well, I'm about to get cranky.
I just got up to the ratchet music.
So, like I said, James Harden needs to be a shooting guard, not a point guard, and they'll be fine.
I'm opening.
But didn't he request a trade so he could be a number one guy, right?
He's not the guy on that team.
Realistically, but you want to go somewhere and you wanted to score and be that guy. Well, if that's what you came to do, somebody on that team's got to defer.
Are we blaming James Harden or are we just saying that he just needs to?
We're not blaming him. Okay. We're not blaming him. What we're doing is you complain about your role at other places and then you go to another place and do the same thing.
But they're not complaining about their roles.
Couldn't they just play together all summer? They knew they were coming together. Couldn't they just play together all summer? Listen,
James Harden wants to be in LA so he can go to the parties. That's it.
If you think Kawhi wants to spend any time with these niggas in the offseason, you lost your mind.
You think he does it? He just hasn't told you. The Kawhi Leonard I know wants to be in the club, listening to making these music, these albums.
Listen, the fun guy is more different than we think.
He just don't talk, and he don't got a beard, but his ass is in Drake videos, he's in Kawhi Leonard mixtapes, all that shit while he's doing it. Paul George is a podcaster. These dudes got everything popping besides basketball together.
Yeah, because they don't want to hang out with their coworkers outside of work.
Poor Russ is the only one that wants to just hoop. Russ just want to play basketball.
Russ, win or lose, he just hooping, go back to his family. The rest of these niggas got baggage.
They got a whole multimedia empire going on in LA.
Word.
Motherfuckers owned by Microsoft and shit.
No, but as it pertains to what I see on the court, it's kind of like what Stevie said, just like defense turning into offense, and then the offense will just kind of baseline itself, because them trying to outscore teams is obviously not working the first few games. So,
well, they don't look aggressive on the offensive end.
Right.
That's the problem. Like, no one's trying to go get theirs. It's just like, oh, okay, I'll shoot it.
If they focus on defense and defensive chemistry and just setting up, someone needs to be a spot-up shooter, though. No one wants to be that spot of shooter,
too. That's what I said to Jay on Saturday. I said, James either needs to go take his ass to the bench, or he needs to go be a spot up shooter.
Yeah.
Paul George is trying to be that, but he's going 1 for 9 from three. You know what I mean? He's shooting terribly from three the last, like, 5 games or so, or whatever.
Well,
even before James.
Even though this is only, what, 4 games with them together, this is what I said to y'all when this first happened. They do not need to play games together, especially the fourth quarter. This is terrible. They don't need to start together, and they can't close games together.
Who's going to the bench, James Harden?
No. I'll put James and Russ on the bench.
I think Paul George is the most equipped to go to the bench and come off the bench and come back in.
They can finish games together.
I honestly, as far as overall, I think Paul George is the most complete. Like, as far as has the tools, is more dynamic than all of them. As far as has the tools all around basketball skills to come off the bench, be a primary defender, reduces role, increases role as needed in the team. And I think, and that's going to be the difference maker. If Paul George can settle into it, just do everything, do what's needed day in, day out guy, kind of fourth man option.
They're all of age. They're all
is PJ Tucker starting?
No, yes, I think so.
So it's him, Zubats.
No. Not if they're starting everyone together. Zubats playing. You know what somebody needs to be?
Who's their center?
Zubac.
So then it's Paul George, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook?
Yeah. James Harden, Russell. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Kawhi is starting. I think James did come off the bench.
Yeah, who's coming off the bench? Because, like, I'm looking at my head.
No. In the beginning, James started. Yeah. It's Paul, Russ, Kawhi, PG, and Zubac as the lineup.
Let me tell you what as Swaggy P calls them, because it's true. They need to go be corner niggas.
Yeah.
You ever hear when he say that shit?
Yeah.
J.R. Smith is in the corner, nigga.
Yo, him and Jeff T got the best podcast, yo, for real. Yeah.
Yeah. Need to go be a corner nigga, man. Somebody ought to be a corner nigga.
That's the first thing LeBron says when you come to this.
You a corner nigga now?
Bro, if I play with LeBron, I'll do whatever I want.
Stevie, that ain't no ordinary corner. That's the wire.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the Barksdales.
That's a whole different type of corner over there, brother.
Play with LeBron. He's telling me, I want you shooting zero shots and getting rebounds. Oh, okay, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of niggas will be corner niggas over there.
LeBron coming up with you with the string of bell glasses on.
Time to be a corner nigga.
That's one of Orlando's hoes.
Let me tell you something. I'll go be a corner nigga so fast over there.
You paid me $5-10 million a year to be a corner nigga? Shit.
That return bag is crazy.
Oh my god.
So you get on that court and you see that 3-point, it looks a little farther away when you play with LeBron. That's just a Hall of Fame.
Your normal passes you catch easily, that bullet pass, that shit going into out of bounds and all that, it's a lot of pressure.
Motherfucker playing on Hall of Fame difficulty, you got
word.
Sweating in that corner. Fuck, I gotta make this. Fuck. They're gonna send me to Orlando if I don't. Fuck.
You got one job.
Soon as you go 1 for 5, you in the G League. Like, damn. Like,
the G League.
Happens so fast.
Soon as you go 1 for 5, you out of a job. You want me to name some niggas that play with LeBron?
Yo, bro. Yo, what's his name? Reeves was the flavor of the month. As soon as he started missing, Cam Reddish was in the lineup so fast. He
was in the lineup.
I see that shit. I was like, "Yo, Sean ain't shit, yo." I know he agree with this shit.
Every time somebody fuck up too bad, Delonte West pop up in the news.
That's it.
You
You know what it is. Fucking with Brown. You gonna be.
This is the last West sighting in the news.
Yo, Reed got his bag. You know what bag. He started going 1 for 6 and it was over, bro.
Stevie, that's a scare tactic.
Put Delonte on IG.
They definitely just got him held hostage.
Let them know who they fucking with. Let them know who they fucking with. Put Delonte up.
Hey, but I want to talk about Ant-Man real quick and his
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Why is this guy? He's looking at his name to these weird names.
King Curry.
Jesus Christ! Oh, yeah, go ahead. Keep talking about Ant-Man.
He's looking real Kobe-ish right now.
No, he looks like Michael Jordan. He's not Kobe.
Yo, where are you? You're like, he plays. Why are you so late to the party?
He's in the yard.
Jay, why are you so late to the party with this Anthony Edwards wave?
What are you talking about? I've been on Ant-Man. I just wasn't because he was talking shit about my son RJ.
As he should. Them niggas not in the same class.
And nobody likes the Wolves until they start playing well.
Hot take.
Right. Everyone hates the Timberwolves.
RJ is the best player from that draft, and that's a fact. And I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
RJ Barrett is the best player from that draft, or the least in trouble? Most available.
Yeah, what's your best ability?
Availability, baby.
Exactly. RJ Barrett is the best. Fuck out of here. I don't care what no one say. He's looking like the best bet. The nigga Zion said, I don't even want to be here. I don't even know what's going on, nigga.
I'm trying to buy into Zion.
I'm trying. The nigga said,
I'm trying to buy in.
Nigga said, I'm trying to buy in while he was breathing like he just ran 8 left.
Yo, you heard how he was breathing, son? Yeah, the coaches and the players, they're trying to keep me locked in. And I'm just trying to buy in.
How do you say that? He said, I'm trying my best to lock in, but I don't know what's going on.
They told him to stop eating Church's chicken.
What's going on, Jay. They took away his food and his bitches. Come on.
Stop fucking porn stars and stop eating chicken all day.
Send that nigga to New York. I'll take that nigga to Cutting Slices and indict me. You heard?
Nah.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's a wild combo. It's a indictment trip.
Let me tell you something. You niggas ever gonna see me root for the Knicks? Go get Zion.
Listen, nigga, you know me.
I'm a foodie.
I'll have Zion on a NYC food tour. I take that nigga to get the oxtail beef patty. That nigga love me, you heard?
Yo, a chopped cheese right off the plate.
Nigga, we meant to have oxtail beef patties, fucking oxtail slices. Nigga, like fucking all kinds of chopped cheese, fried chicken, New York fried chicken, Kentucky Kennedy,
Korean fried chicken, all that.
Take that nigga to Vibes on Liberty. Yo, wherever you want to go, be lit.
Yo, I just went there, yo.
That's right by the crib.
Yeah, that's right by the crib.
What, you want some jam rock? Oh, you need some sweets? I'll take you to Chip City. We could go to Levain, wherever you want
to
go.
I just went to, what's that spot called? Tamarind Island with the doubles and shit.
See? So start
sending him now. Sending him the IG pages. Every time you see a food spot, send it to Zion.
It's a very clean podcast, you know?
Just drop them shits. It is
a very Queens nigga podcast.
We could go to Williamsburg too. I could take them to fucking. We could go to Best Eye Fish Fry. We could go all kinds of nigga.
Shit, we're going to Amy Roots. I'm telling like
everywhere, like, nigga. We going everywhere.
So blocks and assists, guys. Let's talk about baskets.
My fault.
This pot is all over the place. It's my fault.
You started with hands on your knees.
I'm up.
You just threw everybody off.
Jason Tatum's the best player in the NBA. MVP.
Oh, nah, and that's still Joel Embiid.
He's really good.
Fuck Joel. Yo, my nigga Tatum's shoulders, I like his shoulders. He got the best shoulders since Dwight Howard.
He's built like Dwight. He
got the best shoulder.
He's Dwight Light.
Dwight Howard.
He's built like Light Dwight. Y'all niggas is, yo.
That's filthy. That is filthy.
What MSG were you watching? MSG XXX last night?
Yo, he was getting them 3 points, them turnarounds, them shoulder bumps on Josh Hart.
Yeah, you see the nigga? That nigga is brolic. So that nigga's shoulders is crazy.
He was getting bad speed.
Yo, in the fourth quarter, he was like, you know what? We're just not going to shoot any more threes. We're just going to post up quick grinds.
Oh, they was getting it was.
Yo, was Quentin shambles. Grimes. Quentin Grimes is a new Frank Ntilikina. He's ass.
He's garbage, bro.
Yeah. Yo.
Oh, Frank is ass now.
Nah, Frank is ass, but he's still nice.
You see, that was the opposite because Quentin could be good, but there's too many options and he's too passive. But
at least Frank is good at what he does. He plays.
He has such a quick first step. He has such a quick first step, and then when he gets to the rim, he jump up and pass the ball. You should be dunking over people, layups, floaters.
Because like, Randall threatens him. If you don't kick the ball out to me, I'm gonna kill you.
Got pictures of his bitch and shit.
Yeah, no, he can't. He can't complain about Brunson. He can't complain about RJ. Mitch doesn't get shots. Mitch might snuff somebody, so they just wait till Mitch starts threatening.
Yeah, Mitch is kind of mean this year, bro.
They wait till Mitch threatens them. I swear, Mitch be talking shit.
Yeah. Mitch be,
but they be
he was
doing
already
Mitch
complaining
dirty
last year that he's not getting no shots. You know?
They be doing Mitch dirty. They be looking away on the rolls. So.
RJ's the only one that really throws it up to him.
Yep, you know, and quickly knows he might get snuffed. Like,
you know what I
Randall knows
night?
He'll snuff quickly.
You know what I noticed last night?
What?
You guys have dissension on your team.
No, we don't. We just don't. It's,
yeah,
it's
we do.
Everybody versus
you. Randall. We do.
You see it?
We do.
Yes, you do.
Tell me what you see. What you see, Sean?
I see a lot of Julius Randle blatantly looking niggas off. There's a difference between.
But he's been doing that.
No. He's been trying to go. He was trying to get his before. Now he's blatantly looking niggas off.
Yeah, I know exactly what play you was talking about. When the nigga did two spins in one, and the nigga was wide open.
Brunson was in the corner. There was one where Brunson was in the corner on the left side, and Julius was going left, so you know he saw him. Then the spin, when it went off the glass, he made it, though, but somebody was open right on the right side. There was a few plays I was looking at. I was like, he don't even care.
Let me tell you something, Sean. That's regular.
That's regular. I keep telling him.
No.
It's been like that.
I'm telling you.
But come on. Now you have somebody else that can score.
Nigga,
I understood
care.
It before.
It's not.
He doesn't care, Sean. He doesn't care.
It's not that neither, though. When you on the flip side, when Randall's in and you start going into the bench, Randall be looking fed up with that fucking Villanova boy bullshit they be doing. Those fucking Josh Hart and DiVincenzo and Brunson be getting into their own little fucking zones and they're passing to each other. They look Randall away, quickly looks for Randall in his spots. And I think Brunson has a problem looking for Randall in his spots and still doesn't get him to his spots.
Listen, everyone knows once you pass Randall that ball, you're not getting it back.
You're not getting it back.
Pass it to him. That's the thing. So that nigga grabs the rebound and dribbles up the court and then do the stupid spin move. They should hit. Yo, son, I don't want to get
Jay, started. I don't know why they don't want to believe us when we say this shit. You know what I mean? Because we
son,
watch
that nigga,
it and we see
son,
it.
That
like,
nigga, you can put that nigga with prime Kobe, prime Jordan. He's still going to look them up for that.
He's still going to do it.
But Brunson does his spin move in the paint, too. And he looks,
but
he looks Randall
away. But he looks more under control.
But also, if Brunson would pass to Randall in those points, though, they would score more efficiently and Randall would get rolling. And Randall would be more efficient throughout the game.
Bro,
he looks Randall
to no basket, bro.
He looks Randall off a little too much on those rolls or when Randall's on the outside for a jump shot. Randall does not take as many mid-range jump shots as a result of it. And I think that affects his confidence.
He sucks at mid-range. Let me tell you something, bro.
Brunson doesn't need that much confidence. He's always confident. Randall needs to get going. Randall needs to get the ball.
Why you
in
need
his
to get
hands.
Going when you've made all NBA 2 out of 3 years, bro?
That by taking the ball head down and clearing out. It was with Brunson in a smaller role, and it was with everybody else in a smaller role.
You're all NBA guy. When you get it, you should be scoring. You shouldn't have to take 20 shots to get 18 points. I'm sick of it, bro. All
right. I feel you on that.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of, like, we have this weird shit, right? Especially on Nick's Twitter, where, you know, when he plays good, people want to keep him. But when he plays bad, people don't want to trade him because his value's too low. So they're like this middling form of mediocrity.
Yeah. I want to trade him for anyone. First of all, the Knicks only have one forward on the roster. One.
Didn't I say that to you, Sean?
Yeah.
They have one power forward.
Yeah. No, one forward, period. Everybody.
One forward, period. Right.
Who's a real small forward on that team?
I mean, RJ is a small forward.
No, he's a two.
He's a two guard. He's a big two guard.
I mean,
Grimes is a two guard. RJ's a two guard. Fucking Quickly's a two guard. Josh Hart is a two guard.
Yep.
Fucking DiVincenzo's a two guard. Fournier's a two guard. We don't have no real small forward, bro. There's not one. Like, only position's a small forward. We don't got like a Brandon Ingram or like even someone that's not even that good. That's just a small forward. Like, we just don't have a small, like, Cam Reddish. He's a small forward.
Yo, say Cam Reddish again. Like we don't need anything like him.
I'm just saying that's defined that you know Cam is a three. That's it.
We don't need him.
We got, Cam sucks. He's the worst player ever.
It's not even to say, like, okay, we absolutely, you know, horrible without Obi Toppin, right? But there's no backup forward. There's one that you can interchange. There's it's like I told Sean after the first game against the Celtics. Like, I don't like where it's going in terms of like beating good teams. The Knicks are gonna wash bad teams. But any teams, Celtics, Sixers, Milwaukee, it's not gonna look good.
We don't have that knockdown scorer that can score over people or take over a moment. Nobody
that's supposed
that.
To be Randall, and that's why I'm sick of it. You know what I mean?
I mean, Randall exceeds expectations a lot of times. And then when you put expectations on him, he doesn't match, you know, going beyond where he's at. Third team, all NBA, good at being a focal point, needs the ball in his hands a lot. Like, he is who he is. Now, everybody else around him needs to step up so that we can have a dynamic offense.
There you go. I got a solution. We need a backup four, right?
Oh, we had it, but we traded him for 2 second-round picks.
No, just sign Carmelo Anthony. I don't even give a fuck if we go 0-83. I don't care. Just sign Melo, backup four. He could give you 10 points off the bench easy.
With I no want to hear
even 6-8 is good
nigga,
enough.
We don't need defense. We got the best defense in the league. We don't need defense. What
Fournier,
defense do you have off the bench?
Fournier would get minutes ahead of Melo.
No, he would not.
Nah, I don't know. Fournier
positionally, I guess Melo would get more minutes. But
backup four, we need Melo. He's right there. First of all, it's good PR. Let him retire. The Knicks, and he could give us a good 10 minutes. All we need, Obi was only paying 10 minutes. We just need 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 exactly. Minutes is not going to hurt you, bro.
We could find 10 minutes to give somebody.
We could find 10 minutes, yeah.
To give who?
Anybody else.
Like who? But look at the 10 minutes we given. Josh Hart, a power forward. He gets dominated, bro.
Yeah.
Tatum was
and he sucks as a three-pointer. And he sucks as a three-point shooter.
Did you see what
to
Tatum
make two
was
three points? He's got to shoot 6 of them or 7. So,
but did you see what Tatum was doing to him though?
Yeah,
he was just like, nigga, you see these shoulders, you little bitch.
Jay, you
he
not
even
about,
see
like,
him.
That's Jay, the best talk, team in the.
Not,
that's the
talking,
best team in the
yeah,
league.
Even stuff in the same. Like this is not a regular person.
Okay, nigga, it doesn't matter. Tatum is playing power forward, and our power forward is Josh. Josh Hart is like fucking 8 inches shorter than him, bro.
Okay. Yeah, so true, bro.
Nigga, we don't have a backup four. It's an issue.
But the Knicks believe.
Where the
right?
fuck is the Dominican kid at?
Who that?
Jericho.
He's a center. He's not playing.
He's a center, right? But he's not playing at all. He's a two-way guy.
Why?
Listen, those 10 minutes
nigga,
was not changing the game.
Why are we
yesterday?
Playing Dante DiVincenzo as power forward? Son, I don't want to see that.
I told Sean. They playing forwards. I mean, they're playing guards at forward. They think this is going to work because Tom Thibodeau's obsessed with quickness and not getting beat off the dribble. But you're getting killed in the post every time.
The reason why we got retraded him so we could give Randall 50 minutes a night out the 48.
Right, exactly. I agree
and
with that.
That's Tibbs' way. We're gonna grind this nigga until he blows his Achilles and then we can't trade him for shit. Just get him out of here.
Yeah, just get him out.
Either get rid of Tibbs or get rid of Randle.
Why are we getting rid of people on a 5-5 New York Knicks team?
Because the offense is horrible. We have no offense.
I hate it. I hate it.
The offense is just ISO. And then you get mad because Brunson doesn't pass the ball. Nigga, the play is ISO. Why would he pass? This is what it is. The first play of the game, where they run a pick and roll, or they try to give Mitch something, right? They get Mitch's little points. Okay, Mitch, you'll never catch the ball again unless it's an offensive rebound, right? Boom. Next play, Randle ISO. Next 3-4 plays, Brunson. Then RJ finally gets his 2 ISOs. And then that's it. Quickly comes in. He gets his fucking 7 ISOs. Then there's Brunson. Then Randle gets the rebound and won't pass the ball. You see Brunson looking at him like, hey, point guard. He's like, no, I need ISO. And that's the offense. It's ISO. And then we're winning every halftime. Then the fourth quarter comes, the other team locks in and they say, guess what? No more ISO.
No more ISO. We're gonna double team everything.
Every fucking game, because this is what happens. Nigga, we need a run a play, a floppy, down screen, something, a flare, something.
We need a PSAL play in there. You know what I mean?
Nigga, we just need a coach, bro. We just need a coach how to run a play. Tibbs, even in Chicago,
there's no sets.
Derrick Rose. That's it.
No sets.
What are you supposed to run in the league these days?
Nigga, don't tell me your team don't run plays.
Bro. Come on, bro. Everyone runs down screens and
I just watched the Sacramento Kings game last night. Them niggas had wild plays, bro. They was running plays for Keegan Murray. He was smoking niggas. Niggas running plays.
Kings run plays.
I'm not saying that teams aren't running plays, but I'm just saying, what are you supposed to remember what you have?
Nigga,
we got
Spurs players,
bro.
Name them.
Nigga, running team. We got Brunson, who's an elite scorer. We got RJ, who's been averaging 20 points a game for his whole career. Niggas tell me he's ass. I don't want to hear that. You don't average 20 points a game your whole career.
We're just asking for plays that funnel open shots for the players that we have, right? And we don't have that. It's just throw the ball to somebody. Everybody looks around. If he gets double teamed, you kick it out. Like, that's bullshit, bro. Like, I'm tired.
No, they don't listen. When they get double teamed, they don't even kick it. They don't even kick it out. That's the thing. When they get doubled, they don't kick it out. They just shoot it.
Right. They get stuck under the rim and throw up a shot.
Because what? They know they're never gonna get the ball back again.
Why?
The coach.
Because that's the offense. It's every man for themselves, nigga. Yo, you got the right. All right, get yours.
I don't have nothing.
Nigga, we don't
have
nothing.
That's not true, Sean.
We got 3 20-point game against forwards. We got a
right.
All-star player. We got Jalen Brunson, who's an all-star snub, who drops 40 in the playoffs. Legitimately. We got a third option who drops 20 a game. And we got the best defensive player, best offensive rebounder in the NBA. And you mean to tell me we don't got nothing? Get out of here. We got the backup 6th man of the year.
That's not true, Sean. Come on.
You tell me Quickly is not a good and Brunson's not good. Get the fuck out of here. The Lakers don't got shit but a fucking 40-year-old.
We have everything fuck except a James and Harden type player.
A nigga made it glass.
Yo, Jay's talking shit today, boy.
He's one fucking step away from blowing out his fucking knee. Get the fuck out of here. This nigga got a groin injury from walking up the court. That nigga's a bitch, Anthony Davis. LeBron is fucking ass.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to hear that shit, bro. Fuck out of here. Nigga got no bag. The nigga's nothing, bro. Fuck out of here. Your Lakers ain't never going to be shit. Ain't never going to be shit. You got D'Angelo Russell, who looks like a fucking
type. Oh, he's so emotional and wrong.
Fuck out of here. I'm wrong. Sean, the Lakers
You're so emotional and wrong. I'm not even talking about the Lakers. I have nothing to say about the Lakers. Nothing to say about the Lakers. Wow. We beat the Trailblazers without Bron. We won. We beat the Suns on Saturday. Friday night we came back.
First team all legend.
Oh, now the Suns suck, right? Double day.
First team all legend.
Give them some time, right? Now they suck.
They haven't even played together. He's selective. They missed their fucking best. They missed Devin Booker.
He's selective.
Fuck out of here. Y'all Lakers. Yo, how many times does LeBron have to get swept?
Select.
He gets swept every time. He's a bum. King Curry, nigga. You're not talking about all the talking about, oh, LeBron's doing it, sitting at 39. Oh my God, he's the best. He's the best. Look at this. Look what Curry's
listen,
doing.
Listen, no one's talking about the Lakers. Thompson your team, yo, listen, Clay listen, Thompson let's be honest. Let's be honest, Jay. Your team is not good.
What are
we're a good team. Please.
You keep talking about the Lakers. Okay. The Lakers are not in the Eastern Conference. Right?
Okay.
They're not in your division. So even if you are better than us, you only play us twice a year. Right? Whatever. You guys aren't good. If we're not good, you guys aren't any better. You're not good. You need a better team.
We're a different type of average.
And what you don't have, you right? And why you can't do anything.
Good
I'm
average.
I'm not complaining about my team. You're yes, complaining you about your team. No, I'm not. I haven't said anything about the Lakers.
Because you don't care you're about the Lakers. You just care about LeBron.
You're complaining about your team. Sean,
your silence with the Lakers speaks volumes. When they suck,
I'm just
you
waiting.
Stay quiet. That's
I'm just
it.
Waiting.
You get
no,
quiet.
I don't stay quiet.
That's it.
No.
Yes,
no,
you do.
No,
when they suck, you get quiet.
No, I don't.
Yo, Steve,
I mean,
you know how bad it is? Ask the nigga what he's waiting for. I'm waiting for Zach LaVine. I'm waiting for that guy.
You waiting for Jared Vanderbilt. That's all that's going to that door.
Yo, you see what kind of fan this is? Wow. I'm waiting for the new nigga to come and help LeBron because. Best player in the world.
The new corner boy.
That's it. I need a new corner.
We need a new corner, nigga.
I need a new corner, nigga. That's it. That's what I'm waiting for.
You soured on Country Bumpkin?
You niggas need a new heart.
Rui's been playing good since he's been back. Christian Wood has been playing good since he got traded there. I'm just waiting. What is there to talk about?
Fuck Rui.
You wish you had a Christian Wood. You don't want him. You just wanted to trade Julius Randle for anybody. Now you don't.
No,
want him.
Guys.
And you tried to
listen,
tell me
guys.
Wood was a bad trade piece. Listen,
guys.
This ain't great. Go take your nap.
Yo, is it?
I
have this.
Conveniently, when we're winning, this nigga is sleeping. It's like he has an alert.
And Christian fuck all of
them. Silent. When the Lakers lose, that nigga has like 9 different alerts. Lakers lost.
That's
Lakers
right,
suck.
Nigga. That says it on your NBA app. That's your alerts. It says when Lakers lose, alert me, nigga.
That's a fact. Lakers win, that nigga be sleeping peaceful. You don't hear that nigga. That nigga's not back in the chat until 5.
Yo, wasn't we just on Ant-Man? Like, can we just talk about it for a little bit?
Please. I want to. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, so he's like a real Jordan Kobe-ish right now. You know what I mean? He's taking a lot of shots on his team. I like how Towns is kind of deferring to. And,
he doesn't have a choice because he's ready to pack.
He doesn't.
Too. He's ready.
I think that coaching staff had a little talk with him, too.
Nah, Carl Anthony's a bitch. Anthony just came in the locker room and said, yo, this is my team now, nigga, fall back. He said, all right.
I believe that. I believe that, honestly.
That's exactly what happened.
I believe that.
I mean, that happens a lot in the NBA, though. Where
yeah, it do, though.
Exceeds you, and there's nothing you can do. Well, yeah, if I was putting up 30 points and winning, then fuck it. I would have something to say. But if you're not, then fucking sit in the back and be number two.
Yo, Ant was like, yo, listen, I know you're doing your little post moves and all that, but let me get that, all right? I need that rock.
You watch it on the court, too.
It's kind of hard to, have a say in the matter when the budding star is playing better than you, and then you got Naz Reid, who's also outperforming you as well. So
right, because I mean, when he had 33 against the Warriors, and he had 27 shots, I'm like, he wasn't getting that the last 2 years.
Nah, don't. I've been watching the Wolves. Carl's not playing bad.
No, he's not.
He's not playing bad.
He's doing his thing. They do it. Yo, they're really good.
He made life less pressure on him.
Yeah.
I just remember the days where Cat's totals on FanDuel were like 28.5. Now this shit's just like 18.5 and all that. I'm like, quickly.
But that's what happens on good teams, though. And look,
FanDuel
they're playing good.
The NBA.
No, it did.
No, it did.
It did. All y'all little fucking parlays ruined the NBA. The
parlay's been in every state except New York for years, and that shit didn't ruin it.
Yeah.
And once it came, once it came to New York, it ruined everything.
Sounds sounded like a Republican.
I don't even play parlays. I play straight bets, but anyway.
Y'all gambling niggas ruined the league, the
Dominicans uptown been taking these bets for years.
I've been going to Washington Heights forever, bro. I don't care, bro. Like,
the books been the books for years.
Degenerate gamblers ruin the NBA.
No, first of all, it's not just NBA. Fantasy sports ruined sports, period.
Thank you.
When they started with fantasy draft leagues and all, no, I'm fine. I watch everyone with no problems. It's you old niggas who just want to just root for one team.
First of all, I'm not even old. I root for the niggas I love.
Yeah.
I'm just a Knicks fan. Like, I don't care if it's a one team or whatever. If I was a Bulls fan, I would just root for them. Like, it don't matter. I grew up a Knicks fan. I love the Knicks, and that's it, bro.
The good thing about being a Knicks fan is I get to watch other teams and not be too tied up into my team because my team's not that great all the time. So I was watching
the Cavaliers and the Kings last night. It was a nice little game. The Kings took over in the second half.
That was a
good game. It was stress-free.
Fucking, whatchamacallit, right? Toronto and Washington was a pretty good game. Toronto pulled that shit out. I definitely was, like, nodding off and woke up and was like, what the fuck happened here?
Y'all see all the comedy clips from the Wizard games?
No. Yo, my man Jordan Poole's a legend.
My nigga, if he don't get the ball, he checks out of games, bro.
I just saw Kuzma calling for a challenge while they did four versus five. He ran back to his bench and was in the other side of the court arguing to get the challenge while they're playing four versus five.
Who's the veteran on that team, bro? Like, who's telling niggas, like, you can't do that shit?
Kuzma.
Oh, he's a clown, so no, there is no veteran.
I think Tyus Jones been the ringleader of the whole Memphis Grizzlies. He took the circus act with him.
All the dancing and the guns and
he brought
shit,
the guns and the tequila with him.
Surprised.
They saw all
his leadership.
All the charges was on his card. I mean, that's what you gotta do. If you back it up a point guard, just get your point guard drunk. Obi should have been getting Randall drunk as shit, giving him mad guns.
He ain't built like that. You a country boy.
You gotta set up your starter.
So get that nigga some hooch.
Some hooch. Some Everclear. Some moonshine.
Some hooch.
Donnie, fix Randall some hooch. Get him out of here.
But yeah, man, like, I think Ant is getting to that next level. He's fun to watch.
He's definitely fun to watch. I don't know why we're not talking about how he wasn't scared of the Warriors.
That nigga punched
you. You heard what he said to Draymond? Yeah, he's like, nobody worried about you. Yeah,
That's not the first time he did that.
But did you hear what the announcer said? The announcer said, oh, he's got the wrong one. He doesn't know.
And it's like that, bro.
The
announcers were saying, like, nah, Draymond don't know who he's talking to.
Draymond knew who he was talking to because he did that to Draymond before. That's not the first time they went back and forth, but then he dominated and scored, like, 8 straight points after that.
They tried to put, like, 5 different defenders on him, too, and he was just cooking up, like.
I like it because he talking shit back to whoever. It don't matter.
Yeah. It's like the athleticism mixed with the skills. You know what I mean? Like those fadeaways, he's like 10 feet in the air. Shit, like.
You know who else shoots like that too? Like especially like mid range, like right below the free throw line too. Shay.
Who? Oh, Shay.
Yeah, SGA.
Zach LaVine jumps real high on his fadeaways too. Yeah. But
just in general, they just get that. They
What about Courtney Lee?
3-point shot.
Courtney Lee.
What
about Aaron Afalo? That nigga thought he was Kobe.
He definitely did.
Well, he was getting Kobe shots when he was on the Knicks. I mean, he's like the second option, wasn't he?
Nah,
nobody told him he wasn't either.
Who's the nigga? Alex Burks. That's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
He's still good.
AB's
still pretty good.
He still plays. He's still good.
He's on Detroit, right?
Yeah.
He keeps the job. But Shea, I really like. He's like a, I don't know if he's a throwback, but he don't really shoot the ball a lot. But I don't know who he reminds me of. But he's fun to watch.
No, you know what I don't want to do? Because I used to say this before. I don't want to compare these young players to players of our past or anything else like that. Because
I mean, they have similarities.
No, I mean, yeah, but then you start to put these unfair expectations on them and they went all up to the expectations. They suck.
That nigga's averaging 30 points a game. He's not.
No, but I'm just saying, yeah, but then he'll average 30 and then there'll be like no accolades or championships behind it. All of a sudden, the player sucks because he's not the player you compared him to.
Me personally, I don't think that way. It's just you're a product of who you have on your team, who your coach is, where your organization's going, what's their vision. And as fans, we see that, bro. OKC, they're doing a slow rebuild. Like,
all right, so for instance, I'll give you an example. Everyone's comparing Booker to Kobe Bryant, right? Especially since they went.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. That's not Kobe, bro.
No, that's not Kobe.
That ain't Kobe. I was telling niggas that shit.
Do y'all understand how good Kobe was, bro? Like, I understand who he played with, too. Like,
yeah, like, that ain't Kobe, bro. And then, you know,
that's not Kobe.
Then you get called a hater when you don't agree with it. I'm like, I'm not hating. I'm just telling the guys on his truth.
He scored 70 in a game where they got blown out by 30. Like, let's chill.
Yeah, but Kobe.
Like, the Celtics did them dirty that.
Won championships. He's got an MVP. Like, he's done a lot. Like, that ain't
cool. He won championships with Shaq after.
Like, come on.
Fuck comparisons now, then. So then, can we compare people that are playing today against each other?
That's what they're supposed to do. Yes, that's what they did.
So we got Wemby versus Chet tonight.
Yeah, and I'm watching that.
Like, Spurs are, like, maybe top 10 team to watch right now, I think, in my opinion. As far as enjoyment, yes.
So,
dynamic as fuck with Wemby on the
court. Sean, run down the games tonight, and then, you know, we'll all pick a player that we like to watch or we like on that team.
Oh, so this will be the King of the Court picks of the night?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this. All right. So
sponsored by no one.
Sponsored by nobody. Okay, so tonight we got first games are the Heat and the Hornets.
I hate watching the Hornets. I'll probably even not even say anything about this game.
I'm not watching that game. And this is also in-season tournament group play. So you have Hawks Pistons, Pacers 76ers, Magic Nets, Thunder versus Spurs, like we said, the Mavericks and Pelicans. The Trailblazers and Jazz, the Nuggets and the Clippers are the TNT game, the Timberwolves and the Warriors, and the Lakers and Grizzlies.
Son, if y'all lose to the Grizzlies, I swear, oh man, we're recording tomorrow, JT.
They're playing a little better.
The Grizzlies are 2-8.
They're playing a little better.
Son,
but
Desmond Bane's going to kill y'all.
Desmond Bane is quietly killing the league.
All right, so just start from the 7 o'clock then. Go on.
I did the 7 o'clock first. I did all of the early games. All right, but the
Heat, Heat and Hornets is a game that we're not gonna. No one's gonna watch unless it's the fourth quarter with 3 minutes left and it's tied. Like,
right. So what's next after that, Sean?
Like, nobody. Hawks Pistons.
Yeah.
That's a moderately watchable game because I like Cade. He's like a little hybrid point guard, two guard, whatever.
Cade's becoming a favorite.
Yeah, and they love him there in Detroit, bro. Like, Pistons Twitter is lit on him. Saying, like, everybody wearing buffs.
I'm going to tell you this. I still don't give a fuck. I'm skipping that game. Pistons haven't sold me on anything with that 2-9 record.
Yo, and Jaden Ivey, he's kind of getting, like, on his interviews, like, really ornery and, like, mean almost, like, because he's not starting. He's not getting minutes. And I'm like, kid, like, if you want to get minutes, you gotta play some defense, bro. You can't let everybody give you 20.
Yep. And, you know, the Hawks aren't enjoyable to me. I do not have fun watching Hawks games.
I like watching Trey play.
why does Trey feel like he's, like, forgotten?
Because it's not good points.
But he's had, like, the most, like combined points and assists over the last 3 years and shit. So I give him a little bit more credit than people might, but
because he's shooting 35%.
Yeah, that's true.
That 24 points, that shit sucks.
And then for some reason, Jontae Murray doesn't shoot the ball in this team. Like, he passes up a lot of shots. But you came here to kind of be the two guard, you know? So that's not fun to watch. And then the rest of the team is just kind of the same. Like, you know, Capella. What's his name? Sadiq Bey. And that's just like blah, you know, like
yeah no, I'm not rocking with that game. Not rocking with it. Pacers and Sixers we got at 7 p.m. Now that's the game to watch if you're gonna watch an early game. That's just
Pacers Sixers. Pacers, their pace, I mean, no pun intended, the pace they play with is crazy, bro. Like, even off made shots, they are running, shooting threes, throwing lobs. Like,
I'm gonna tell you,
that ball is popping around.
The two early games I'm watching, Magic versus the Nets.
Okay.
And, No. Wemby versus
Jackson. Yeah, Spurs Thunder is pushing that back. The Mavericks Pelicans is a better game.
But I'm gonna watch the Young Boys.
Any game with Cam Thomas, I wanna watch. Sorry. Not sorry. So
I'm going to watch the Young Boys.
Cam Thomas gives the short guys hope.
One of the Nets going to get exposed for not making him like their star player.
I'm already saying it, and you're already saying it too.
I mean, he needs to play defense.
Yeah, I've been preaching it. This is like, what is this, like the third episode I done said this now? Or
like I don't understand what they're doing. Like, he should be like... Like, I'm not comparing him to these guys, but he should be like Shea and like, you know, De'Aaron Fox. And like, I should have the ball every possession.
Yeah,
I don't care if I shoot it or not.
I mean, yeah, when you're scoring the ball the way you are, the clip he is, and he's efficient. It's not like he's a chuck.
Right, he's not a chuck.
You know, he's not a chuck. He's getting his shots up efficiently. He's doing it in like 28 minutes?
Bro, and that dude understands what defense is trying to do, bro. Like, they're trying to cut him off at the rim. There was this one move he did on P.J. Washington. It's like a fast break. You know, he put Washington on his shoulder. So Washington kind of opened up so he could block the shot. He did like this backwards jump floater and it went right in. I was like, yo. Like,
good recovery for that young man, too. Didn't he recently just get married?
Who that? Oh, PJ? Yeah. You know, when you stop, start fucking with Starquisha and all these hoes and shit like that, you get your life together.
You're pretty recovery.
You know, go find the most.
Or you try to buy into the system like Zion.
No, Zion's not buying into the system.
That is crazy, bro. Everything. I haven't heard a player openly say that in a while in basketball.
That's when you want to get traded, but you're testing the waters. You're testing the waters a little bit.
That's mostly a football term. That's not a basketball term. Like, oh, I'm trying to buy into what's going on here. Like, what? Like, we're 10 games in.
For the late games, we got two good. We got the Clippers versus Nuggets and the Timberwolves versus Warriors as well.
Yo, I fear for any team.
I got money on the Clippers.
Got money on the clip. Damn, now they're gonna lose because you put
just,
money on them.
He just finished talking shit about betting and now he got money on the Clippers.
Yo, look who joined the pod.
You changed to Dwight Howard now? Amazing.
No, changes to A, hey, yo.
He just got finished talking about
Tito's just using Dwight's phone.
I'm the booty.
He got hacked.
After he got a hold of Jason Tatum's shoulders, I've never heard that before. Like,
yo, how about Will Smith?
Sure.
I know of the guy.
Stevie, did you see that video that was shared?
Nah. Yo, there be some shit that I can't check. I gotta be like in a safe place.
I'm on my way
to Starbucks.
You definitely have to be in a safe space looking at anything with me, Verge, Quan, and Tito.
That's just dangerous.
Yo,
you're on your way to Starbucks?
Did you have the late ED game set on fire?
No, I didn't watch that.
No.
Well, when the person tried to put him out after him?
No, the nigga was mad because she kicked him out. That was like her nephew.
Oh, when he beat her up and then he set her on fire. Why are we talking about this basketball pod? That's crazy, you sick man.
All right. All right, guys. King of the Court podcast. I gotta go.
Let's wrap this up. This man is sick.
You sick. I'm glad we don't beef no more.
You invited me to pod. I was minding my business. I wasn't in a pod mood. So now you're gonna get what I have to say. Craziness.
Oh, he's going to Starbucks too. It's not even Dunkin' Donuts.
You moved to like the ideal location for all of your bad habits.
Nah, they ain't got enough black food, but they opened up a Jersey Mike's Subs over here.
Oh gosh.
And they got a Duck Donuts.
This nigga here, boy.
Yo, Wingstop is trash too.
I've been telling you that shit for years. Remember when Chris took us to Wingstop and I told y'all these are the worst wings I ever had? Why overhype this?
My fault.
Yeah. I gotta go.
I like that one right there. Stevie, what do you got for us on the way out?
Oh, I got nothing.
One more thing. Spike Lee burned that fucking bubble jersey vest.
That was there. I saw it. It was good.
Yo,
Lil Baby, you got to stop coming in Clipper games.
Why?
Only person I want to see at Clipper games is Billy Crystal. That's it.
He's a real Clippers fan. Clipper Earl or whatever his fucking name is.
I want to see Clipper Darryl.
Clipper Darryl, yeah.
Clipper Darryl. They beat his ass up too.
They beat him up. I forgot. He got beat up by the Rolling 60s. The fuck?
They beat his ass too. I only want Billy fucking Crystal. That's the only fucking Clipper fan I want to see.
All right. Last thing I want to add is that it's a very parodied season right now. I can't wait to see the cream rise to the top. And the Clippers are going to get blown out today by the Denver Nuggets.
If the Clippers keep losing, I have this weird feeling that the Knicks are going to be able to go after Paul George before the trade deadline.
It'll be a smart move for both teams.
You know, Paul George needs to get out of them fucking blue jerseys with them weird colors.
I even hate the
blue and orange, the red, white, and blue.
I even hate the black and white with the little lettering and shit. I hate that shit too.
Get out of that shit, man. Get out of the fucking blue jerseys, man. Come up with some real niggas.
Yo, speaking of jerseys, I'm fucking tired of the fucking Nets looking like the fucking New York Spurs. I fucking hate those fucking black and white fucking Nets jerseys so fucking much.
They gotta go back to red, white, and blue, bro.
Give me some gray. Give me that nasty gray and navy blue that fucking Kerry Kittles is wearing.
The Keith Van Horn?
Yeah, give me that nasty dark blue and gray. Like,
give me the 2002 silvers. It's
the fucking train. That fucking.
Telling you, man.
That lettering like was nasty, bro. Though.
She looked like a fucking PATH train and shit like that.
Oh man. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. So, good luck to everyone's teams, and we are over and out.
Later, guys.
Later.